Welcome to episode 392 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Jesus was the greatest teacher ever to walk the earth. And besides being called Master and Lord, he was often referred to as Rabbi, which means teacher. Thousands would gather to hang on his every word. People traveled far and wide just to hear him. The lessons he taught spread like fire and literally changed the world. John 13, verses 13 to 15. You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your teacher and Lord, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you also should do just as I have done to you. In many ways, Jesus is our example. He's our example for how to love others. He's our example for how to serve. He's our example for how to have an attitude of humility. He's our example for how to respond to suffering. He's our example for how to obey the Father at any cost. He's also our example for how to teach others. In view of this, we ought to understand the various teaching methods that Jesus used throughout his ministry.
Today's top 10 list.
10 ways Jesus taught while he was on earth.
Number 1.
Jesus told stories. Jesus pulled spiritual truths from everyday life. Not only did these stories make his teaching more memorable, they also connected in a much more profound way. Think about the parable of the prodigal son. Jesus could have taught, God loves you so much that he will welcome you back no matter how sinful you have lived. Instead, the master tells the story of a boy who disowns his family, parties away his inheritance, comes home to beg for mercy, and is surprisingly welcomed with open arms by his father who has waited daily for his return. Which is more powerful?
Number 2.
Jesus used object lessons and visual illustrations. Matthew 6, verse 28. And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet, I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Lilies don't do anything in comparison to how human beings obtain food and shelter. Lilies of the field stand rooted in place and grow without doing any work or spinning any clothes for themselves. Still, they are dressed in great beauty. They are clothed exactly as God the Father wants them to be. Jesus used the example of lilies to teach us to not worry. God will provide for us. Jesus washed the feet of the disciples to teach servant leadership. He called a little child to him to discuss childlike faith. He described unselfish giving after watching a widow drop two small coins into the temple offering. These object lessons, these visual illustrations, have lasting value. Object lessons provide readily accessible ways to reach students of all ages. They allow students to become more engaged in the learning process.
Number 3.
Jesus used current events. Luke 7 verses 31 to 32. To what then shall I compare the people of this generation, and what are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another, we played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not weep. In differentiating between joyful sharers of the gospel and the Pharisees of the day, Jesus pointed to games that children of that time played. One surefire way to enhance engagement is to focus on timely topics, from pop culture to political controversies to things that people do in their everyday lives.
Number 4.
Jesus used hyperbole. He used outrageous examples, exaggerations, or shocking statements to get the attention of his audience. These statements were not all meant to be taken literally, but those who heard what he said got the point. For example, Jesus did not really mean we have to rip out our eyes and amputate our hands for causing us to sin, or else all Christians would be blind amputees. He also didn't mean that the people he was speaking to literally had logs in their eyes. When we use hyperbole, we get the audience's attention, and hyperbolic statements are often more memorable.
Number 5.
Jesus crafted memorable sayings. Jesus spoke poetically. He used catchy sayings and he played on words. This isn't always apparent in English translations. However, in the original language, Jesus made it much easier for his listeners to remember what he said. And yet, even with English translations, we get some of this. For example, Jesus memorably said, "Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you." Another great example is the Golden Rule. Jesus used a variety of different literary techniques: alliteration, allusion, idioms, metaphors and similes, paradox, parallelism, wordplay. He even used chiasmus, two-part sentences or phrases where the second part is a mirror image of the first. Here's one example, Matthew 19, verse 30, "But many who are first will be last, and the last first."
Number 6.
Jesus lectured at times. This is evident in Matthew 24 when Jesus taught about the signs of the end of the age.
Number 7.
Jesus asked questions. Rather than just tell everyone the answer, Jesus led his listeners to conclusions by asking a lot of questions. Questions are a powerful teaching method, especially when teaching to hostile people like unbelievers. Questions stimulate critical thinking. Good questions make the audience demand answers.
Number 8.
Jesus used repetition. Jesus helped his listeners understand and remember his teachings by the use of frequent repetition. He taught the same major themes again and again. For example, Jesus spoke of his death and resurrection multiple times. And yet, his disciples still did not get it. Sometimes people need to hear something many times over before they truly understand. Plus, teachings that get repeated get remembered.
Number 9.
Jesus created experiences. It wasn't enough for people to just listen to his teachings. Jesus gave instructions and called them to do what he said. For example, he didn't just teach the disciples what to do. He then sent them out to do it and report back when they were done.
Number 10.
Jesus practiced what he preached. There is no greater example of a teacher following his own teachings than Jesus. Jesus didn't just teach on prayer. He often withdrew to pray. Jesus didn't just teach on loving sinners. He had dinner with them. Jesus lived what he said. He didn't just talk a good talk. He walked the walk, even through death on a cross. Other teachers quoted credible teachers or teachings to borrow authority. Jesus, on the other hand, boldly declared, "You have heard this, but I tell you." The crowds were amazed because he taught as one who had authority, unlike other teachers. Jesus alone could do this because he is the Word. All authority on heaven and earth has been given to him. And so when we teach or preach, we must do so in the authority of Christ. Father, thank you for the various examples of teaching we learn from Jesus, the greatest of all teachers. And like our Lord, help us to always have the best interests of our students at heart. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.